It's Thursday, the day we read from your email.
And many of you were unhappy with our report about Brent Brents, a convicted serial rapist in Colorado. Brents talked from prison with our reporter, who said he hoped to prevent other people from becoming like him.
"I am completely offended by your story," writes Emsel of Boulder, Colorado. "It would be one thing to run a story on how society can learn from a convicted sociopath, but to give this predator time on air, to broadcast his voice, to give him attention when it is the very thing that he craves most, offends me deeply. How about giving voice to the women who were raped by this terrible excuse of a man?"
Marion Sills of Denver had a similar reaction. She writes, "Serial rapists like Brents are removed from society for many reasons, not the least of which is so that they can be prevented from doing further harm. Playing the voice of that man perpetuates the emotional harm he has done to my community at little to no benefit. As the reporter and experts in your story point out, his words are not to be trusted. Please consider the impact hearing his voice has on those who endured the ordeal he inflicted on this community."
However, Sally Sexton, a psychologist from Scottsbluff, Nebraska, applauds Brent's effort. She sent this comment: "Whatever horrors this man has perpetrated, good for him for trying to get the word out that abused, tortured, or molested children not infrequently go on to abuse and torture."
Some art fans write to take issue with an incidental mention we made of sculptor Alberto Giacometti. We said he was Italian, and although he is revered by many as an Italian artist, he was born in Switzerland, and he's buried there.
Our chat with sports writer Stefan Fatsis focused on the start of the college football season last week and the uneven matchups that usually kick things off.
These early season slaughterhouse bowls happen because these football powers pay lesser teams hundreds of thousands of dollars to come to campus and play. The Lambs get big money, which helps them boost their programs. The Lions get this sure win by these preposterous margins.
Well, imagine the glee of fans of Appalachian State, which we cited as one of the Lambs being led to the slaughter.
Michael Waters of Pinetown, North Carolina, crowed, "As the parent of an App State student, I want to let you know how much we appreciate having the Michigan-ASU game included last Friday. At the time, I feared that you may have miscalculated the potential of a small school team that is the back-to-back 1AA national champions and currently has the longest win streak in college football. In case you missed the score, App State 34, Michigan 32.
Finally, praise for my Labor Day interview about a collection called Music of Coal.
"Thank you for giving this music to a larger audience," writes Suzanne Marinelli of Honolulu. "I bought my copy last month at the Carter Family Fold in Southwest Virginia, near the tiny coal mining town where I grew up. The world needs to know more about what's being billed these days as a clean energy source and the terrible price that miners and their families often pay just to feed the ones they love."
If there's something we need to know more about, please send us your thoughts. Go to npr.org and click on Contact Us at the top of the page.
Grab a pick and a shovel, bring your cap and light. Don't forget the fuses and the dynamite. Better wear your knee pads and the safety toe. We're going to the truck mines where the coal is low.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News.